Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Sometimes, in the midst of life with children, it's hard to know just what ought to be most important. Should you insist on homework or church attendance, on clothing or hairstyles, on getting chores done or on being kind and respectful? What really matters most, both today and in the long run? I've spoken with many parents who have a hard time knowing when to take a stand and when to compromise. All too often, parents try to do both. They take a stand, then give in, which only encourages more whining and wheedling. One mother I know endured nightly power struggles with her 9-year-old daughter because the girl insisted on wearing a hat to bed. You may be thinking, how silly. Why does it matter if she wears a hat to bed? But this mom worried that if she gave in on hats, one thing would lead to another, and her daughter would want to wear shoes to bed or a bathing suit, and mom would have no parental authority left. Many parents wonder the same thing. How much can you negotiate with children and teenagers before they're running the show and you're merely the cook, chauffeur, and ATM? I have a suggestion, a method of choosing battles that many parents have found helpful. By the way, I've adapted this idea from the work of Dr. Ross Green. Let's say that in every family there are three baskets. The first, basket A, contains those issues that absolutely must be dealt with. These are the things that you believe are worth fighting for, worth enduring a tantrum over, worth taking a stand on. Basket A usually contains issues that have to do with health and safety. For instance, playing in the street, drugs and alcohol, driving a car, or being left unsupervised. Sometimes family members and even parents will not agree on what belongs in basket A. For instance, you may consider religious beliefs non-negotiable, or perhaps it's education. What you put in each basket is entirely up to you. The point is that you must be consciously aware of which issues in the life of your family are so important that no compromise is possible. Basket C contains those things that really don't matter much. For instance, when my son was about 8 years old and decided he wanted lightning bolts razor cut into his hair, I decided that was entirely up to him. It was his hair, it would grow back, and he might learn something from his decision. I was happy to step aside and say, okay. Basket C issues are the ones that make you smile, those that make you curious about what your child will do. In other words, basket C is the stuff that's not worth sweating. Basket B, however, is the tricky one. These are the issues that you have a preference about, but about which your child may have a very different opinion. Basket B often contains issues such as homework and grades, dating, screen time, food preferences, curfew, chores, and the numerous issues families find to argue about. So what's the point of the baskets? Well, I suggest that you sit down and make a list for each basket, A, B, and C, of which things in your child's life belong in each basket. Talk it over with your child's other parent if you can. Then, as life brings these issues your way, you'll already know where to begin. Basket A issues are worth fighting for, to protect your children and to keep them safe. Be sure that what you put in basket A truly belongs there. Basket B issues become opportunities to work with your child, to listen, negotiate compromises, and make agreements, the fertile ground of learning character and life skills. And isn't it nice to know that you really don't have to worry much about basket C issues? You can even share this system with your child at a family meeting by asking him which basket he thinks a problem should go in. By knowing something about your own priorities, the baskets in your family's life, you'll have a head start on choosing your battles. You may even discover that you can avoid quite a few of them altogether. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.